This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Yields from several crops are down this harvest after a harsh growing season. Corn, soybeans, and sorghum have suffered from the droughts earlier this year. Corn yields are down 5% from last year, and soybean production is down by 1%. Sorghum production is down 10%. While some officials say that the yields are significantly low, some farmers are still seeing significant success. Troy Connect from Northeast South Dakota says he hasn't seen any significant drop in yield this year.
Actually, nationwide, the estimated corn yield is up from last year. It's actually a record, I believe. And for the state of South Dakota, I think, even though we're down from last year, I think it's still like our fourth largest corn crop ever. So the drought didn't really have as negative of an effect on our overall yield as we thought it would. I think guys are surprised by the corn yields that they got this year. The genetic advancements in corn, apparently, we're finding out, have exceeded the soybeans. And I think corn is bred up now to handle the drought better.
Connect says the prevalence and prosperity of corn yields has created a problem with oversupply. He says he's seriously considering going back to planting wheat and other grain crops. Seven high school football champions were crowned at the Dakota Dome over the past weekend. Games on Saturday saw Madison defeat Dakota Valley and Sioux Falls Washington edge Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Other state champions include Coleman Egan, Britton Hecla, and Gregory in nine-man football. Sioux Falls Christian and Pierre joined Madison and Sioux Falls Washington as 11-man champions. The state volleyball tournament starts Thursday in Rapid City with coverage online at sdpb.org/volleyball. Championship matches are set for Saturday. Those games will air on SDPB television. The weather forecast for this evening: partly cloudy skies expected, lows in the 20s and 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, breezy in western South Dakota with highs from the 50s in the northeast to the 60s in the southwest. This is SDPB News.